యం ప్రభ్రజంతమనుపేతమపేతకృత్యం ద్వైపాయనో విరహ భ్రాతర్యాజుః పుత్రేతి తన్మేతయాతర్వోభినేతు తం సర్వభూతరితయం తవైవాస్మి తవైవాస్మి న జ్వామి త్వయా వినా ఇతి విజ్ఞాయ రాధే తం నయమామి చరణం. My millions of humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhyatam Gurudev, Om Vishnu Pad, Astotar Sarsimad Bhakti, Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, and same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Pad, Sarsimad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. We have now begin to explain Raya Ramananda Sambhad. I told you that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left everything for Krishna. When he went to Gaya to do some worldly
ritualistic
activities for his father and others, but he made him a very high class of devotee, Uttam Bhagavat, like Ishwar Puripath. And then he told, "Oh, my life is now successful. Jatakhan dekhilam charana tumar." When I saw your lotus feet, my life is now successful. If anyone will do something for his father or anyone, only that person will have something, but transcendentally not anything. If anyone does some sanskar means
impression.
Oh, in Gaya or anywhere, only for sometimes the misery he is having in this world, it can be momentarily stopped, only for a moment. But by the association of a saint like you, of lakhs and lakhs generation will be benefited, and then they will have transcendental position, Krishna Bhakti, and they will have chance to serve Radha and Krishna. By worldly, this what usko kya kaha?
Ritualistic.
Oh, that. Anyone can not be so grateful. Now, by this body, mind, soul, everything, senses, I have offered in your lotus feet. Totally. Ei dehami samarpailam tumare. Krishna pad padme bhakti ras pan karao hamare. And you should
make me drink
the nectar of love and affection of Krishna. So I have totally surrendered. Now I am not mine. When a devotee will go to his Gurudev, oh, he should be like that. His Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he played a role of a devotee. How we should go to a Guru? And this is one process. Tad Vidhi Pranipat परिप्रश्नेन सेवया उपदेशन्ते ज्ञानम् ज्ञानिनः तत्त्वदर्शिनः. You should surrender first, totally, not partly. Only not 1%, 2%, 3%, 4%, not totally, 100, even 101%. And then a guru can sprinkle his mercy to you. Otherwise, why he will do? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu totally surrendered. And what his guru told? Oh, you should always chant and remember. You are not qualified to explain or to hear Ved, Upanishad, Brahma Sutra. You are foolish like. Gurudev told me, that you are foolish. You cannot understand the Brahma Sutra done by Vyas, because Vyas is himself God. He is the manifestation of Supreme Lord. You cannot understand. So you should try to chant Krishna name, Maha Mantra. And by this your all desires will be fulfilled. Worldly or transcendental, all kinds of, have so much strong faith. And he gave him Gopal Mantra, Maha Mantra Hare Krishna. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in Kashi, Varanasi, and he met with Mayavadi Sannyasi, especially the guru of 60,000 sannyasis, Prakashananda Saraswati, a very learned person, guru of all. You can imagine how learned he may be. And he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very humble, and humbly he sat on the place where all were washing their feet, in any low place. And all were sitting on a mancha, high dais platform. But he was a Bal Sannyasi.
Young Sannyasi.
Young Sannyasi. Very beautiful. Oh, you know how beautiful? As Srimati Radhika. Because he had taken the beauty of Radhika. And he sat there very humbly. Oh, red cloth, red body, oh, mixed, matured, everything. And he said, all sannyasis were attracted. Oh, why you are sitting there? You should come and sit with us. No, no, I am not qualified. I am very low class of sannyasi. And I don't follow so much like sannyasis. So I am wretched. I am not able or qualified to sit among you. I am even not equal to your disciples of disciples of disciples. Very humbly told. But all were attracted by his beauty, by his graveness. And the Guru himself came. Oh, you should come. You know, our class of sannyasi. Oh, in our Mayabhava philosophy you are the disciple of Kaun Bharati?
Kesava
Bharati. We know. But why you sing? Why you dance? Why you are rolling down? Why Haribol, Haribol? I don't lie. Don't lie. Anyhow, you are doing? No. But why you don't hear Vedanta? Well, it is essential to hear Vedanta Sutra. and to meditate, not to dance like prostitutes here and there. I don't like. Oh, my question is, oh, he took his hand and forcibly brought him on the dais, and he asked, one thing, why you chant, sing and dance and doing so much things? For sannyasi, it is not good. You should try to hear Vedanta Sutra. But can you tell the reason? All sannyasi were very attracted and hearing the dialogue. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu humbly told, oh, I met my Gurudev. And he told, oh, you are foolish. You cannot understand the Brahma Sutra. But the essence of the all Vedic literature and the essence of Brahma Sutra and everything is in transcendental name. Oh, you should remember one slok that I'm telling you. And that is Harir Naam Vakevala. Kalau Nasteva. No remedy. If you want to be happy and to realize soul and super soul, chant name, Harir Naam Vakevala. No gati. No gati?
No destination. No goal.
No other?
Goal.
No other. And then he gave me, oh, mantra and mahamantra. And he told, Krishna mantra haite have sansar mochan, Krishna naam haite pave Krishna prem dhan. I'm giving you two things, mantra and mahamantra. What is mantra? Gopal mantra. And what is mahamantra? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So my Gurudev gave my ear and told that, oh, without fail, day and night, you should go on doing. Don't give up. Day and night you should. Always continuous as a stream, flow of honey from up to down. Oh, uninterrupted you should go. I began to do. But a very strange thing came very soon. And what? Oh, I saw a beautiful black boy, very attractive, playing on floor, very attractive. And so many pastimes I saw. And then, when seeing him, very joy, very happy, dancing, singing. And when not seeing, separation, then what?
Unhappy
and weeping bitterly.
Rolling on the ground.
I left my control on my mind and heart. I became totally mad. Totally mad. That is why I am doing. Knowingly I don't do anything. But when I chant mantra and mahamantra, oh, I cannot control my mind. I became like mad like this. But why you are not hearing? Why not hearing? Vedanta Sutra. So, first you should know Guru Bhakti. Strong belief in Guru words, Ved words. Bhagavat words, if you have no belief, strong belief, then bhakti cannot come. Never. If your faith is weakened, is weak, and also You have not so much faith in Ved, Upanishad or Srimad Bhagavatam. Then you cannot develop in Krishna Bhakti. You can be remain as you are. What you were 100 years before, even like shame, no development, then what is this? This is something wrong. Bhakti cannot be in one stage. So something will be not like Mahaprabhu, but something will come and you will realize sometimes or hair standing, sometimes weeping. Nenam galadashu dharaya badanam gadagada ruddhaya pulakai nachitam papuha kadatam naam. If these are symptoms are not coming, laish or more, then what you should think? Fie on me. There is something wrong. My heart is like
stone, thunderbolt.
Thunderbolt. Why not melting? Oh, there is something wrong. It may be that I have criticized any Vaishnava. I have done some offenses. Nama aparad, dhama aparad, like this. Especially nama aparad. So these are not correct. We should try to avoid them. And then he told, by not hearing Vedanta Sutra, why not? I have full trust, faith in Vedanta Sutra, because Vedanta Sutra has been collected by Vyasadeva and his incarnation of Supreme Lord. So I have faith. But one thing I want to tell you. Shankaracharya had explained it in another way. By Lakshana, not by Abhidhan, not by direct way, indirect way. He has covered the transcendental of body of Krishna, his associate, and dham and everything. He has covered. Vedanta Sutra are like sun. Always coming light, heat, life. But when we read the explanation of Shankaracharya, it seems that a cloud had covered. He is not nirvishesh, nirakar, niranjan or anything. And he cutted all the arguments that Shankaracharya has told. And he established Savisheshvad, Parinambad, Shakti Parinambad and so many things. So here are two things. Have so much faith in your Guru. Faith in your mantra and mahamantra. Raghunath Das Goswami has also told. Swamantri
Sri Namni.
Namni. Both. Those who are devotees, putting tilak, taking mala, but not doing that mantra, or very simply they do. When they began to remember this mantra, like this, our mind is here and there. This is not the process. Try to engage all your senses at that time in mantra. And in that mantra you can see Radha Krishna conjugal, the high class of relation with Krishna, and then chant the mantra. And by this mantra and mahamantra, or all kinds of desires will be fulfilled. Even Krishna can be controlled by this mantra. Don't have a faith on money, position, as you are having. They cannot save us. They can create new problems. And by chanting name and Mahamantra, Achaitanya Mahaprabhu had told the process. By process you should do. I think what we are doing is not proper. Process. The process is that Haridas Thakur has given something. Raghunath Das Goswami or Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they have produced all ideal things. So try to have so much faith in mantra. Not in a moment you should give up, you should remember the mantra and at that time doing, or your mind is here. Oh, that will not do. And when chanting Mahamantra Hare Krishna, oh, you are good? Oh, from where you came? What is news? Hare Krishna. Oh, today's football game between Germany and South Korea. Who was defeated? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Very good. Oh, Germany has won. Oh, very good, very good, very good. And Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, this will not do. We process that Chaitanya Mahapurusha. So you should try to forget all worldly things totally. Oh, I heard this, that I told from the son of Madhumangal, oh, very small child, and he was telling, and he was very happy, clapping that Germany has won. So, this is not, oh, my doctor, thank you to come. We will come one day. Then, oh, this is not. Have a strong faith on mantra. Try to give up or everything and be involved totally. And then chant your mantra. By being one pointed, then result will come. Otherwise, how this high class of result come? Make up. I have come to remind you, your Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami gave this mantra and Mahamantra. I am also giving to my devotees. But try to have so much faith. Don't have faith on money. Oh, this money cannot, wealth cannot give you so high class of transcendental peace of mind and happiness. But this will give. You know Haridas Thakur, what he told? If I am cut it in the 1,000 pieces, my body. Even I cannot give up chanting. You have seen Prahlad Maharaj, how he was determined. Try to follow Prahlad Maharaj, Haridas Thakur, and do, and very soon result will come. And then you will see Nainam Galadashudaraya Badanam Gadagadarudhaya Gira Pulitir Mishitam Bapuh Kada. Oh, this will come. Not coming, try to do. Pray to your Gurudev and Krishna. Always have faith in Sadhu Sangha. Don't criticize any Vaishnava. Never and never. Don't criticize. Whether he is bad or good. Krishna will manage him. And he can give him punishment or anything. You are not. You should not do anything. You should go and chant. You can do one thing, you can be very far away from that person doing pranam. Don't criticize anyone. I try not to criticize anyone in this life. Otherwise, bad things will come in us. So then he will be able to hear this sampad, Ramanas. So you should have a strong faith on your mantra. Gurudev, you gave me mantra and you gave me Harinam, Mahamantra, mantra and Mahamantra. But you have not given me other things. What other things you want? Oh, Nishinga mantra you have not. You have not given other things. What should I do more? or he has given you the seed of bhakti and everything in that, in name. Go on doing. In one day you will have no result, but don't be hopeless. Utsahat nishya. Go on doing and see fruit is bound to come. Surely it will come. So, my request is that you should try to chant more and with love and affection. You should remember your mantra, Guru Mantra. It is like desired stone, more than that. It will give so all things that you desire. Don't have any doubt in this. Never and never. Otherwise everything will be spoiled. So I requested you, you should go on by this. Mali haiya sebi
karyara.
You should be gardener. What your Gurudev has given name, Mahamantra and Mantra. You should go on to it. Try to be in good associates. Now we are coming to Raya Ramananda Sambhad. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Thank you. Try to give proper respect to proper Vaishnava. When Raya Ramananda and Mahaprabhu met, Raya Ramananda taught, I'm seeing all kinds of symptoms of Krishna, Bhagavan in you. So many symptoms, which has been told in Vedas, Upanishad, Srimad Bhagavatam. All these symptoms are, especially that symptom is that our Supreme Lord is very much
causeless
mercy. And he thinks that, my dear souls are suffering so much in this world. Anyhow, if they are chanting name, going to holy places like Vrindavan, Navadip Dham, or Purushottam Dham, especially in Govardhan, Radha Kunda, and all places, even to see, even they are giving one glass of water to any devotee, giving anything which is favorable to Vaishnava. I may give them chance to bring with to me. But I have no clue. I am very worried. And that is why he descends, goes everywhere. Krishna has no source. Ram, you know, for 14 years in forest. Has he any shoe? Any paduka? Nothing. Why? To give his feet dust everywhere. And to meet with so many varieties of persons. And to attract them. I'm seeing this symptom. How beautiful. Your feet, how soft. And even your
traveling
everywhere. Akrite and Swabhav. By your bodies, bodily features, and by your virtues, I'm seeing that you are like God. So you must be God. Because I'm feeling something. My now heart is melting. Tears coming. Hairs standing. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what replied? This is not right. You are Param Mahabhagavat. Mahabhagavat, you know? High class of Mahabhagavat. More than Madhyam Adhikari. And this symptom is what? Like Prahlad Maharaj has been told. He will see his worshipable deity everywhere in this world. And in Krishna he will see all
living entity.
Everybody. And I'm seeing that you. You are seeing me, Krishna. You are seeing everywhere Krishna. This is the symptom of Mahabharata. That is what telling me like God. You should see symptom. When you meet any Vaishnava, try to know. What type of Vaishnava? He is really a cheater? Or Kanishtha Adhikari? Or Mayavadi? Or Sahajiya? Or he is in Madhyam Adhikar? Or he is in Mahabhagavata? What it is? When Chaitanya Haridas Thakur once going and he heard a flute of any Umadarika.
Snake Charmar.
And he was singing the beautiful songs of Krishna, Kaliya Daman Leela, pastimes of Kaliya Daman. And hearing Haridas Thakur was trembling and he was faint. And all began to take his feet dust. High class of Mahabhagavata. But after he went, left the place And again he began to
play on.
And when Brahmin, he saw that even a Mohammedan, he came Muslim. And he was faint here by hearing. So I should try to follow Mani?
Imitate.
And then all will know that he is more than Haridas Thakur, because he is Brahman also, and he is a high class of devotee. So when he began to sing, he was like trembling, and he became faint. Then he told I must try to test him whether he is pure or not. Then he took his
whip
and went he at once jumped and fly and away from there. So if anyone is coming, I have passport and visa for Golok Vrindavan, and you can give money and we will give you. What is this nonsense? He is a cheater, not a good devotee. A good devotee has nothing to do with worldly things. He is totally renounced. So you should try to know by symptoms of Shastra what is written. And then you should give respect to him accordingly, according to their stage. And if you are not like qualified for this, then you should think, I am also a Kanishta Adhikari. Though my Gurudev has given mantra and diksha and everything. Then you can develop. If you are not qualified to give proper respect to proper Vaishnava, then you are really not Vaishnava. Vaishnava abhas. And this will not do anything. Semblance of. So we should try to follow truly and purely. You should chant purely. You should give proper respect in pure way. Then everything will come. And after that, next time in the evening, when king came in a very simple dress, only one dhoti. Dhoti, you know? That dhoti. Half here and half?
On his neck.
Around his neck.
In India, Brahmins, real Brahmins, in real sense, they are very simple. They don't use so many things. Especially you go to Jagannath, and especially in South India, in Trivandrum, they will not allow you to enter in temple covered with so many things. Never and never. It may be so cold, it may be anything. Empty body. Kuch gadbad ho raha
hai.
So, we should follow all these things. Then some fruit will come. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, I want to hear something from you. I don't know anything. And then Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has told that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, his Krishna, mixed with Srimati Radhika, they are ocean of rush. Endless and deepless ocean of rush. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, more than them, endless ocean of unlimited rush. And from there, like a ocean, by sun rays, vapors comes from ocean and they are transferred into clouds. And then from clouds, having any touch of mountains or jungle, forests, and they again they come down in the form of rain showers, and again they meet with ocean. Anyhow, in cyclic order. In the same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ocean of rasa. There is nothing, anything that he does not know. Everything is there. But yet, Rai Ramanand's boat, he vapors. And it transferred like the cloud. Here cloud is Rai Ramanand. And clouds giving again rain in Swati constellation. And it goes in the
western cell,
and become pearls. And then this same ocean is called Ratnakar. Ratnakar means?
Abode of pearls.
Pearls. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ocean of rush. And from him, anyhow, clouds came in the shape of Rai Ramanand. And from clouds Rai Ramanand, again rain is coming. Rain means Harikatha is coming. To whom? In the ear of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Mahaprabhu becomes so happy. And then what feels? Even Mahabhav. And what is not in him? Everything is Krishna. But something is there that is only in Radhika, not in Krishna. Krishna has up to Mahabhav. Rude. But rude are two kinds. Mohan, Modan, and Mahana. Krishna has no Mahana. And that is why Radhika, love to Krishna is highest, more than Krishna has love and affection to Radhika. This is it. And when he heard these things, what Srimati Radhika, high class of happiness, realizes Srimati Radhika. He becomes mad, totally mad. Krishna never became mad in Srimati Radhika's love. But Sita never became mad for Ramchandra in her separation. But Sri Radhika always became so mad totally, and Divyonma, and so many high class of things that are ideal in our object in Radhika. So Krishna heard all these things, Mahabhav and after that Modan Bhav. And he became totally like a Ratnakar. So what is here telling? From beginning, he told so many things. Sadhan, sadhan. He has told so many varieties of sadhan, sadhan. Sadhan, sadhan, object and process. But all are not in continuation, gradation. Each separate object and separate process. From beginning, from any condition, any stage, they can have agreed and they can have love. Any stage. Sambhakta, if hearing Harikatha, Bhagavat, and explanation of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami, or Sanatana Goswami, hearing Chaitanya Charitamrita, they can have a very high class of thick greed to serve Krishna. For them, Adu Saddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajan Kriya, Anartha Nibriti, Nishtha is not needed. They will jump. Where they will jump? Up to the stage of Ruchi. No need for it. They have practiced it in their past births. They have done. And for us, we cannot jump. We have to follow from Adav Shaddha, Sadhu Sangha, Anartha Nibriti, Nishtha, Ruchi, and then others. Now we are beginning. Mahaprabhu told him, Parashlok Sadhir Nirnam Raya Kahe Sarv Dharma Acharani Vishnu. Or you can read the purport or meaning of Swamiji.
Translation.
Have you not?
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Ramananda Rai to recite a verse from the revealed scriptures concerning the ultimate goal of life. Ramananda replied that if one executes the prescribed duties of his social position, he awakens his original Krishna consciousness. Then there's a very long purport.
Purport.
In this connection, Sri Ramanujacharya stated in the Vedanta Samagra that devotional service is
because Ramanuj followed Vishnu Puran, not Srimad Bhagavatam. And in that Vishnu Puran, a prominency of Varnasram Dharma is there. In general, Varnasram Dharma is essential, like a platform of bhakti. But those who have a special mercy from Vaishnavas, they don't need. But for other person, it is needed. I know that even Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Sharanagati
in Canada,
also in Gita Nagari, he established and he told that you should follow Varnasram. Why? Always coming so many complaints to him. Oh, my wife had left me, what should I do? My husband is very bad person and he is not devotee, what should I do? And then so many cases coming daily. Oh, he thought that they should be in Varnasram Dharma, not divorcing. In any case, only in the case that they are not devotee, otherwise not. And they should tolerate each other and give respect. Try to follow the orders of their father and mother, they should serve them. And he should serve them. Please, always be atithi bhava, atithi devo bhava. Always honor to atithi, man.
Yes.
Whether they are Mayavadi even, you should try it. Don't criticize. This is Vaishnava, Varnasram Dharma. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. And Grihastha, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha. They should try to follow their own religion stated in Vishnu Puran or here and there. And this will be very good for you, should try it. Oh, sure, by this following, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, their religions, and Grihastha, Brahman, they divided it in Vedic period. And that is why India was topest in whole world at that time. Oh, rishis like Nara, Vyas, Sukadeva Goswami, pure Brahman, like all these. And Veer. Veer means?
Strong. Hero.
A hero. Like Bhim, Arjun, and so many who conquered the whole universe. A Brahmachari like Hanuman. He jumped the ocean. And he was so polite, knowing all Vedic literature, everything. So at that time, at the time of Ramchandra, and after that also in Mahabharata Yuga, India was topest in all subjects. At that time where there is no plane anywhere, but India had that time so many planes. Pushpak Viman with Kuber, And Raman took 84 shapes. And then it came to Ramchandra. Not only in Srimad Bhagavat, it has been told. All the demigods were in sky.
They had aeroplane.
And they were looking Rash, Krishna. And all the wives of the demigods are seeing the Rash, what? The faint in the laps of their husbands. So it has written, oh, Ayurveda charge like? What? Charak.
Dhanvantari.
Dhanvantari. And so many. In all respect, India was at the top. Brahmins, like Vasishtha.
Gautam.
Gargacharya. And so all were. But now, giving up, no one following, so they are in whole world in the lost, but beginning from one, in lost. Not first in, from first, top,
but last.
But in, from beginning in the lost, no, they are first. In all respect, India. Only now India is the India, oh, because for us. For family, for persons, or everywhere, traveling and giving the message of this praying, love and affection to all. Otherwise, India is very poor, having no, he cannot make a sui.
Needle
even. Now perhaps they are doing or not. So, and every day, come to America, why? Or to beg something, money. Some plants, some here and there. In England, here, everywhere. But only this is the thing, that India even is guru in transcendental things, highest. But the Indians are not realizing this. Not realizing. Some realize. In Vrindavan, Ajodhya, like Puri, Naudip is full of demons. Full of them. No. No devotees like before. They worship 10 Kali and so many. Now, so Varnasram Dharma, he told that. What he told? By following fully Varnasram Dharma, Varnam Ashram religion, O Vishnu becomes happy. And by happiness, what becomes? He can give you heaven. By this, you can be happy in this world. This is one thing. Oh.
Bola to kuchu, Varnasram Dharma Sambandhe.
Back once. Like Harishchandra Riti, they follow.
Banbhai bolve.
Bolo.
Bolo, bolo. Tumi bolo.
They should quarrel.
No, no. Lord, bolo.
Hare Krishna. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
What are the benefits by Varnasram? And what are wrong things in that? Oh, very brief.
So, Prince Mahaprabhu asked to Ramananda Rai that chant the slope of goal and process. So, Ramananda Rai replied, Sadharva Acharane Vishnu Bhakti Hai. Means if you maintain Varnasram Dharma, then you can develop your Vishnu Bhakti. Varnasram Acharavata Purusena Parakuman Vishnu Adhadevan Thananmat Taktusu Karanam. Here there is four varnas and four ashramas. Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra, these four varna, four caste, and four ashramas. Brahmacharya, Vanprastha, Brahmacharya, Garhastha, Vanprastha and Sunnas. So if you maintain this Varnashram Dharma properly, then you can get benefit for advancing Krishna consciousness. Here, Mahaprabhu told this external, why? What is the merit and demerit of this Varnashram Dharma? In Varnashram Dharma, you know about King Harishchandra and Dadichi, Sibi, etc. King Harishchandra, he had some bodily conception. So, Vishwamitra, being causeless merciful, he wants to give him some lesson and want to take his out body and bodily conception. So one that night he came in dream, when King Harishchandra donated his whole kingdom, he thought it's just like a mere dream only, nothing else. Next day, early in the morning, Vishwamitra present there and asked, "Oh, King Harishchandra, do you remember something?"
Harishchandra,
"No. You have no dream?" "Yes, I had a dream about you. I donated my whole kingdom to you. Is this true?"
"Harishchandra,
yes." "Okay. If you donate this kingdom, then you have to give some donation. This is the Vedic rule. It is called Dakshina. That means donation, charity. Whenever you donate anything, then you have to give some charity as a donation. This is the Vedic rule. It is mentioned even in the time of Guru Diksha. When you go to darshan for deity, you could not go empty-handed. Samitpani Satriyam Brahmanistham. So you have to donate something. "Okay, which you ordered me, I shall follow your order." Vishwamitra thought, "Okay, you can give me 10,000 golden coin." Hearing Vishwamitra's so word, Harishchandra became so happy. "Oh, treasurer, go and get 10,000 golden coin and offer to Vishwamitra, Sri Vishwamitra Rishi." Vishwamitra, "Oh, foolish one. If whole kingdom is mine, then treasure also mine and treasure also mine. How can take anything without my permission? It's not proper etiquette." Then Harishchandra, "Oh my God, he's a prophet. What shall I do now?" Vishwamitra gave him suggestion. "You can sell yourself, your wife, and your son. But, what but? You could not sell yourself in my kingdom." At that time, Harishchandra was emperor of whole world. "So, where shall I go now?" Then he suggests again, "You can go to Kashi. Kashi is situated at the top of Trident of Shiva. It's not in this universe." He went and he sell himself under a dome. Dome means?
Probably one who burns bodies in crematorium.
Yeah, in crematorium. In crematorium who burn the bodies. He purchased him exchange of 5,000 golden coin. Who purchased? Vishwamitra in form of the dome, the cremator. He purchased him. Then he sold his wife and son. So he then the cremator appointed him as a protector of the cremation ground. None can burn any dead body without paying something in tax. So one day, his wife was now he's there separated. So one day, his son died by a snake bite. So his wife took his dead body and went to cremation ground. Night time, all our sky was cloudy. And meantime, lightning came. And Harishchandra understood, "Oh, this is my son, this is my wife. How come? Son expired." But his king became so cruel-hearted, hard-hearted. "Oh, what may be? Now I am protector of this cremation ground." Harishchandra told, "You have to pay tax. Unless until you will not pay tax, he had allowed to burn this dead body. She was weeping bitterly. In one hand, he had only one son. As before, she was queen. Now she is like a sweeper. And only one son expired. Nothing is there. He want to burn. But she is asking for tax. He is asking for tax. What to do? In the meantime, she tried to tear his cloak. As soon as he started, in the meantime, what happened? Maharaj Dharmaraj and Vishwamitra all appeared there and told Harishchandra, now you understood why I did all this thing? Because he had the body and bodily conception only, nothing else. So now you are able to go to heavenly planet and your son will be king. What is the result if you go heavenly planet? Chine punne martalokam visanti. Whenever you go to heavenly planet, all demigods will welcome you. And when your pious activity will be finished, they will allow to stay even a second. They will kick you from there. And you have to drop down in by your head. That, yes, then what will be the result? Then your head will be cracked. This is the result of to go heavenly planet. And Sivi Maharaj was very pious king. He also same thing, body and bodily conception. One day he was sitting on his throne, then one pigeon came on his lap and threatened him so much. After a few seconds, one eagle came. Oh king, this is my food. Please give him up. Give him up, I shall eat it. Otherwise I am very hungry, I shall die. Then sin will touch you. King Sivi replied, he is now in my shelter. So anything you can ask, okay, if you are so kind, if you don't mind and so kind, then you can arrange something else for me. Okay, I can give same amount of flesh of this pigeon. Okay, then they make one. Then they arrange one skull and he cut some of his part, yet it is not equal to pigeon, though externally it seems more heavier than pigeon. Then he cut his one arm, two arm, one leg, two legs, at least he climbed on the skull. In the meantime, Dharmaraj and Indra. The pigeon was Dharmaraj, eagle was Indra. They manifest in form of Indra and Dharmaraj, and they give him to heavenly planet. Same thing, if you maintain varnashram dharma, you result maximum heavenly planet. So Mahaprabhu told it is external. Another thing, here in varnashram dharma, why they are doing Vishnu worship? Why worshiping Vishnu? For the pleasure of Vishnu? What is mentioned by Srila Rupa Goswami Pad? Is it uttama bhakti? No. Here only body and bodily conception. There is no conception of soul at all. Only body and bodily conception. Then I must be happy. Worshipping Vishnu, Vishnu will be happy. This idea, no. There is none at all. Only I, worshipping Vishnu, I will be happy. My family life members will be happy. I will be in good condition, and by worshiping Vishnu, oh my God, may my children live in plenty. This is the result. So Mahaprabhu told it is external.
Only one thing in Varnashram, that they honor Sadhu Santa. So it is somewhat
better
hope that any high class of Vaishnava like Narad
may come anytime.
May come. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was going to South or when he was going to Vrindavan, oh, he used to be in Brahmin houses, taking something. So this chance is there. Sadhu Sant may come and they can give you Krishna Bhakti. So it is very, very favorable. But even his householder, not respecting Vaishnavas, no bhakti, nothing, then Parnasam is near. The life of Parnasam is Sadhu Sangha. Anyhow, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, it is not connected to soul. If you will do Varnashram Dharma, follow, again you will have to come in cyclic order. So he told that, I want to hear something more. Mahaprabhu kahe, yo bhajya aage kahan. He told that, the external. Oh, you should tell anything more. And then he told, Krishna karmarpan sarva sadhya sad. Oh, Shyam Rani.
Microphone, please.
The Lord replied, this is external. You had better tell me something.
Turn it on, please.
Tell me of some other means. Ramananda replied, to offer the results of one's activities to Krishna is the essence of all perfection. And then he quoted one verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Ramananda Rai continued, O son of Kunti, all that you do, all that you offer and give away, as well as all austerities that you may perform, should be done as an offering to me.
Any purport?
Srila Prabhupada's purport. The Lord has said that the Varnashram Dharma is not properly executed in this age of Kali. Therefore, he ordered Ramananda Rai to go more into the matter. Ramananda Rai replied with this verse from Gita that while remaining in the system of Varnashram Dharma, one may offer the results of his activities to Lord Sri Krishna in loving service. Naturally, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking Rai Ramananda about the execution of devotional service. And Rai Ramananda first enunciated the principle of Varnashram Dharma in consideration of materialistic people. However, the conception is not transcendental. As long as one is in the material world, he must follow the principles of Varnashram Dharma. But devotional service is transcendental. The system of Varnashram Dharma is within the three modes of nature. But transcendental service is on the absolute platform.
Jat karoshi, jadashnashi. Whatever you do, you should offer the fruit of all these activities to Krishna. In Bhagavad, in everywhere it is told. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, oh, this is also why. Why? Because whatever you are doing, who is doer? You are doer or Krishna is doer? We should think. Who is doer? We think that we are doer. We are making money. We are making position. You are giving charity. All you are doing. But who gave this body to you to do? Who gave your
intelligence
to do? Who is your sakshi to give order to do? So we see that we are not doer. Like I or you, anyone, you went to your father and told father, father, oh, these are garments I brought you and so much money, I want to donate you. What is this? Can you donate to your father? Never. Why? Because all things, your body even, money even. Everything is, he is the master of all, your father. And now you can donate his thing and you are donating to him. He is really the master of all these things and you are donating. Or it means that you are like a mad person or no intelligence at all. You cannot do. You can serve by his property to him. This can be done. That everything is father and I am serving my father and mother. In the same way, what you have, everything from Krishna. So how you can donate him? Don't go to donate him. You cannot donate him. Everything is from Krishna. So why not this thing, transfer should come? That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told, Bhagavat has told. Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prahlad Maharaj told to, has told like this. Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padashivanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakkam, Atmanivedanam, Iti Punsarkita Vishnu Bhakti Shena Valakhana,
Kreed Bhagavatadha,
Tanmanyadhita Muktam. He told. Even Shraman, Kirtan, Smaran, Bandhan, Path Sevan, all the nine
limbs of
Bhakti are not Bhakti. If you have not surrendered yourself to your Gurudev and Krishna, first surrender yourself in the lotus feet of your Gurudev, because he is also Sakshat Haritvena Samastha
Shastra. Asai Bhagavan.
Jasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasad. So you should know that also there are two kinds of Parabrahma, Paratattva. One Krishna, Vishaya Krishna, and others are Asya. So Gurudev Asya. Surrender him into his lotus feet and be of Gurudev. And then he will surrender you to lotus feet of Krishna. And then you will be of Krishna. And then you can serve what Krishna has given you. This is actual process. Don't go directly to donate Krishna or to Gurudev. You are not qualified to donate anything to Gurudev. Can you donate? Never. Never you can. So try to realize this thing. You are not master of anything. Anything is not of you. So don't go try to do this thing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told. Don't do this like. After that, he has told. Patram, Pushpam, Phalam, Toyam, Jami Bhaktya Priyachati, Tadaham Bhakti Pratam Shnami, Prajatatmana. What meaning? You? Patram, Pushpam.
If anyone offers me with this devotion,
and don't use little. Devotion is all right.
With a flower, a leaf, some water, Patram, Pushpam, Phalam, fruit, and toyam water, then I will receive.
But there is condition.
With devotion.
If there is no devotion, and he gives banana leaves to Krishna, what he will do? Banana, you know? What Krishna will do? And it was dry. And dry banana leaves he offers to Krishna. Or is it this bhakti? Only tulsi leaves.
Not by banana leaves.
Flowers or not flowers. There are so many bad smell flowers.
Too red like Jabal.
So we should know what Krishna likes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to quarrel Sridhar. You know Sridhar?
Sridhar Kolavecha.
Kolavecha. like fruit seller, not fruit seller, sabji, banana, leaves and so many things. And Mahaprabhu always used to go to his shop and forcibly, or was taking. And he, oh, why always you upset?
No shop, you come to me only.
And always quarreling me, why not to all big, big shoppers, shopkeepers? Why you are not going? Oh, I like this only, not that.
And I buy this only, do some Ganga
to
puja.
Bhakta, he will take forcibly. And those who are not devotees, Krishna does not take. Never and never. Once he went to Duryodhan, that this world war should not be taken, to stop world war. He wanted that Pandavas and Kauravas should not fight. Otherwise, great war will be done. So he tried his level best in the lost. And he became the Dut, messenger of Pandavas. And he went there. And he put up his mission that even 5 small villages should be given to Pandavas, they will be satisfied. They don't want kingdom and so much things and other things. Only 5 these villages. But Duryodhana told, what? Even a point of needle I will not give without war. Never. If you want, then you can come in war. He challenged. Krishna wanted to settle it, even with 5 grams, villages. But finally, he was not satisfied. Anyhow, he kept in a very golden palace Krishna. And he offered him also delicious preparations. So many kinds of. But Krishna was not looking all these things. He requested that you should take something. And Krishna what replied? I'm not like poor beggar that I will take. Also, I have no appetite. How should I take? I'm not dying for inappetite. I cannot. Secondly, you have no love and affection for me. Why I should take it? Where there is love and affection, I can take.
And for what purpose I came, it is not such, so why should I take it?
But he left and went to Vidurani. You know, Vidur was not there. Something gone here and there. And he came, oh, I'm very hungry. And Vidurani became overjoyed. Even he did not requested him any seat, good seat or anything. Krishna sat there. And she brought some
bananas.
And out of love and affection, she began to give the upper
peel of banana.
And Krishna what? In love and affection. He was only looking the love and affection of this Vidur. In the meantime, Vidur came. What you are doing? Oh, don't speak.
Don't disturb her.
I am testing all these things. Oh, in Dwarka I have so many things more than this. But now this,
so testing.
I am testing in so high way. I have never tested a thing like this. So here, Vidurani was first class of Vaishnavi. More than Vidur too. And that is why he was there. Everywhere we see, if anything, love and affection, by love and affection is given to Krishna. Oh, he accepts this. And if he is not giving, forcibly he will take. He will go to Pandavas. When Durvasa came to them in Kamyavan. He went to Kamyavan. And with not alone, or 60,000 of disciples. And Yudhishthi Maharaj, at once I want to take something. We are going to take bath, and in the meantime, you should prepare. If you will not give, I will give course. And all will be finished. Oh, Draupadi began to call Krishna. Oh, Krishna, save us. Otherwise, we cannot survive. And then Krishna came. Oh, I'm very hungry, very hungry. Give something. Oh, save us first, and then you should take anything. We have nothing. We have nothing. Are you bring your pot?
Cooking pot.
Oh, nothing. I have cleaned washed it, cleaned it.
And keep upside down.
Or even you can take it. She brought that vessel, pot, and he saw something. He saw tinka.
One piece of spinach.
Remnant, any vegetable, of shark. Shark means
spinach.
And he took from his toe and gave it and drank water. Oh, I'm satisfied. And he decardia. And all the disciples and Durvasa, they saw that their stomach is full. There is not a even place to take water or anything, or one rasagulla even. And they run away from there. So we should know. If anything is given by love and affection to Krishna, to serve Krishna, to please Krishna, whatever you do, do to please Krishna. This is good. Not to donate Krishna. Never. And in the same way, don't donate anything to Vaishnava. What should do?
Serve them.
Serve them. This is your answer. Gaur Priman. Oh, you can you one sing? And Kirtan.
Thus ends the class on the 26th. Of June 2002 in the evening in Holland. Hare Krishna.